Sometimes when you're in a close, hard-fought game, it only takes a minute or so for things to be decided one way or another. For the Moose Jaw Mustangs in the South Sask Lacrosse League Under 17 division on Wednesday night, that time came in the third period, and it led to the Weyburn Thrashers escaping the Kinsmen Sportsplex with a 5-4 victory. With Moose Jaw nursing a 4-3 lead heading into the third period, the Thrashers' Ryder Hignett would tie the game 3:38 into the frame and was followed by Sawyer Lecco with the game-winning goal on the power play only 1-19 later. Weyburn would hold Moose Jaw scoreless the rest of the way and would have their one-goal win in the season opener for both teams. The first period was a back-and-forth affair, as Sam Wilson opened scoring for Moose Jaw 3:46 into the contest and Broden Pladsen made it a 2-1 game with 7:24 remaining. Lecco and Spencer Bell scored for the Thrashers. Team Sask captain Mackenzie Shimko restored the Moose Jaw lead 6-17 into the second period. Lecco tied things up just over a minute later and Pladsen gave the Mustangs their one-goal edge heading into the third. Moose Jaw is back in action on Monday when they host the QCMBL Snipers. Game time is 8 p.m. It's a busy lacrosse weekend in general as the Mustangs kick their season into high gear across all age divisions. The U11 Mustangs too are at home for a pair of games on Saturday, as they host the QCMBL Heat at 2:30 p.m. and the Standing Buffalo Fighting Sioux at 6:30 p.m. Both the U13 and U15 Mustangs are in swift current on Saturday, with the U13 crew facing the Rampage and Musumin Maulers while the U15s will take on the Ramape and QCMBL Titans. Be sure to visit www.southsasklacrosseleague.ca for all the latest scores and updates.